Welcome into the Live Rewind podcast, where players and coaches join DP in the garage to talk about a memorable game from their career. They sit down to watch the highlights from Channel 1450 and talk about the game. In this episode, Porta High School graduate Trey Hild talks about the 2018 Wrestling State Championship. This podcast is brought to you by Country Financial. They are a big supporter of Channel 1450 and the Live Rewind podcast. They do so much for the community, especially during this time. For college scholarships for local students, to donations to COVID-19 response funds, if you are looking for insurance, whether it's for your car, home, or life insurance, make sure you check out Country Financial.
I'm Trey Hild, this is Live Rewind, and we're gonna watch the state championship match from 2018.
Somebody who's never seen you wrestle or doesn't know your story, how would you describe going into the postseason your senior year?
I mean, it's nerve-wracking, honestly. I mean, it had to be. I was three-time runner-up, right? And I was 1-1 against this kid going into regionals. Mm-hmm. So we had a rivalry already started, and then we had three matchups set up.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it worked out perfectly, honestly.
So, in your senior year, I mean, the expectation is a state title or...
Nope. Or nothing, yep.
But you know this is your last chance. So, what's that day like for you that Saturday?
After I won state?
No, before you won state.
Okay.
What's the day leading up for you?
I get to ask that question asked a lot. That day I remember I took a nap. Like, I was just, like you said, it was all or nothing. So, I mean... It was, I had no nerves. I was just kind of like, if I get second, that's my destiny and I'm gonna have to live with it, so.
For people who don't know what the Grand March is, how would you describe it?
It's awesome. And I'm lucky enough to be in it. I got to be in it four times, so
yeah.
It's awesome. My senior year, it didn't faze me at all. The other 3 years, I think I was a little letting it get to my head, but senior year, I mean, I was on a mission, so.
Round three of the Trey Hild and Zach Haley series set for as big of a stage as you could possibly get on Saturday. After splitting the first two meetings over the last 2 weeks in regionals and sectionals, the top two 143 competitors in State 1A, under the bright lights of State Farm Center, winner of this one would be a state champion. Q&D's Haley, a runner-up at 138 last year, chance to honor the memory of his older brother, Timothy, who passed away unexpectedly in April, the last time they ever saw each other on this night 1 year ago. And for Trey Hild, a match he's been into, fallen in every year of his high school career, another chance to put second sucks behind him, and his last chance to climb to the top of the podium. So throw mental edge out in this one. Both guys tapped out in that category, and in the first you saw exactly how close they were in ability as well. Haley shoots, looks like he's in perfect position to grab a quick two, but Hild is as comfortable on defense as he is on offense. He gets to the ankle, and he goes to work. He is a tactician, and he flips the script and collects two of his own. That is exactly what we've seen him do.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah, so, I mean, like was it Kirker who was narrating? Like you said, Zach Haley was in deep. I mean, I just went back to my basics, which is defense, which you guys probably have seen since my freshman year.
Yeah.
I went straight to defense and scored my two. And then you can see, like, if you watch this a little bit further, I, like, fall back because my knee, which I had been having issues with all senior year, but I ended up getting two. And
so was the game plan to let him shoot first in this one, or, you know, what did you kind of have as a mindset to start this one?
No, like my mindset going into every match was I have to score. Like, it has to be my offense. But Zach Haley was just so, he's very aggressive and he's high paced and it's hard to match that, so I had to go defense. And when you can't get offense, you have to go defense, so.
Okay, so at this point in the match, what's kind of going through your head? What are you thinking? What are you happy with where you're at?
If you get out of the first period with a takedown in the state finals, that's pretty good, so.
What do the coaches tell you after the first to kind of?
Just keep going. Every match is put points on the board, so.
All right.
Time again throughout the course of his career, that's what Davey Hill, his dad, has seen him do, watching nervously in the corner. Haley gets one back before the end of the first, though. The escape makes it 2-1. Trey Hild on top, after one period. Second round, Hill gets that point back. He starts down. It took just 13 seconds for him to get up and score one on the escape. It improves his advantage to 3-1. And then later in the round, tell me if this looks familiar, maybe the most important series of the match. Haley shoots, Hill hits his defense. When he breaks Haley's lock right there, now just a question of whether or not he can get the two before Haley can get far enough off the mat. It was not easy, but it was crucial.
So same exact thing, I was back on defense, and basically I turned, if you watch it, it was his shot, I turned it into my shot, went to my offense and got the takedown. But starting second period was huge too, because getting up and out is really important. Because I did.
You picked to go down, so you kind of know 3-1 then.
Right. That escape point is huge, and especially in a match like that where he's returning state runner up too, so this kid's good on top.
So at any point during the first or second period, I mean, does it come into mind of the possibility of getting second?
I thought I had it locked up, which, like, from the rest of the match here on out, I think I knew it. And I always tell kids I'm coaching, like, don't stop scoring points. But that's exactly what I did. I just kind of coasted the rest of the match and
just made sure to not make a mistake.
Yep.
Hill scores two more, runs his lead to 5-1. A glimpse of what this match was like to the Hill camp. That was during the match. And then in the third, just about hanging on, Hill literally doing that. Haley, an escape, makes it 5-2. Hill gets hit with a stalling, which ran it to 5-3. That means Haley with a takedown would tie it. Final seconds, he was close, but not close enough. Finally, after four trips to the state championship match, Trey Hill can climb to the top of the podium. He takes the series against Zach Haley 2-1. He puts all the memories of second sucks in the rearview mirror. Your 2018 1A 145-pound state champion, Trey Hill.
Well, how's it feel?
Feels great.
Oh, we gotta watch this part.
This is the pinnacle of high school wrestling. This is what it's all about. So I'm pumped right now.
After the last couple of weeks and the fact that you guys split those two, what was your mindset coming into tonight?
Best 2 out of 3. I was gonna have some fun with it. As you can see, I sure did have fun.
How did you spend the last couple hours before today?
I took a nap because the past 3 years I came in this match feeling really tired. So I just used those past three matches as experience.
You have been here 4 times and you have lost the first 3. Trey, there had to be more pressure tonight. It had to be in the back of your mind.
I had people tease me about 4 times running up and I wasn't able to let it happen.
Talk me through the mat tonight. It felt like when you went up 5-1 that it felt like you started to feel real comfortable.
Yeah, exactly. I knew I had the match in the bag. I just needed to ride out the win.
The embrace with your dad, what was that like?
That's what I dreamed of. He's been my mentor my entire life, so I owe almost everything besides my work ethic to him.
Your final wrestling match of your high school career, you go out of state champion, and it looks like you've still got the energy in you. Is it what you dreamed it would be?
That's everything I dreamed it would be. The best, I told you last night, the hardest 6 minutes of my life, that's what it was.
So as you watch that now, especially the moment when the clock ticks to 0, what goes through your head?
I mean, I'm glad I didn't give up that takedown because he was in pretty deep, but I don't know, it's still just awesome. I'm glad it happened that way. Especially the best 2 out of 3, that's just built up so much hype and
pretty awesome. Yeah, the story couldn't have been written any more dramatic for you in that case. And then to go out as a state champion, looking back now on it, almost 2 years ago, I mean, what do you kind of remember? What goes through your head when you watch that?
I don't know. It's just part of my life now.
Yeah.
It's 2 years later, and like, I'll just people I see from high school, they just call me a state champ now, I guess. So, I don't know.
What does that mean to be a state champ at Porta?
I mean, I'm 1 of 3 at Porta, so that's... It's a big deal in the Porter wrestling community.
Yeah.
Maybe not to people outside the wrestling community, but to the wrestling community, I think it's a pretty big deal.
I think, I mean, how many wrestlers in the state of Illinois can say that they were in the Grand March 4 times?
Right.
Already was a great accomplishment. So to finish it the way you did, I mean, you didn't obviously want to get second, but to be able to win it like you did, it's...
Right. If I had to win, if I was only going to win state 1 time, I wanted to be my senior year.
Yeah.
So I'm glad it went the way it did, and especially after junior year. I'm glad I got the fourth one.
So what's the rest of that weekend like for you? Because that night, obviously, probably goes by pretty fast.
Yeah, it was... I just remember I was... Because they do, like, the... Like, a tour through town and whatever with the fire truck and ambulance and whatever. I just remember I was so tired. And all I ate was chocolate chip cookies and chocolate milk. That's all I had for dinner that night. And I went home and went straight to bed, just exhausted.
That day, when we went up there, I mean, Kirker made sure that he was going to call this because of how he'd been there with you throughout the last 3 years. And then I saw it for 2 years. And, I mean, we were both nervous for the 3 hours before that, and we had nothing to do with it. So, I mean, what do people around you tell you about that day besides you? Because, I mean, your dad was right there. Your sister was in the crowd. I mean, everybody in Central Illinois wanted you to win that.
Right. It was, I mean, the story just built it up in you guys. Like, you guys built up so much hype around it. I remember that my senior year, after I lost at regionals, I just deleted social media. I couldn't watch anything but from you guys. So, I mean, I just deleted social media. And then after state, obviously, I went back and saw just a ton of comments, and it was awesome. So.
So how often do you still watch that, or will you watch that?
Once a year or something, because I get memories and stuff on social media, so it's fun to watch, but glad I have the memories to look back.
Yeah, I mean, what will you kind of remember most from that day?
From when I won?
Yeah.
Definitely not, like I have, like right after the match, there's like a... I just don't remember anything because it was just, it was all happening so fast, and I was still in wrestling mode up here. And,
oh yeah, you could tell that.
Right, yeah, right. I was pumped up.
I mean, you didn't want to really talk. You were just like,
let's get out of here. But probably when I got back home, the drive through town, and they had a little, like I had to give a speech at the school and stuff.
Yeah.
So I remember that. But I didn't like giving a speech, but that's definitely what I remember.
That was Trey Hild for Live Rewind. Thanks for listening.